Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see with Hill Thrill to find out who we're toasting.
The yes, Thrill indeed.
Hill. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, whatever, man. Yeah. We've only worked together forever.
I can't remember.
Some other actors that people have thrown out there, Sam Elliott, Owen Wilson, Steven Seagal, this one's strong, Liam Neeson. I like Liam, but right, he's just, he's a badass, just put him, he can fight wolves, he can fight people, whatever the case may be.
Says he's done with action movies.
Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick is another one of those guys who just plays himself.
Kind of a nerdy, but
I'm more smart than you, but I can't really pick up this fork on myself, my own.
Morgan Freeman, right? Morgan Freeman will never play an idiot. You just wouldn't believe it.
No, not at all. But he, I'll give Morgan Freeman this. He can, I guess it's always him, but he's got a wide range of characters that he's played.
He does, but like he'll be in the Batman movie, and he's still someone in charge. He's God who's in charge. I mean, like, any movie.
But he also drove Miss Daisy.
You know what? He was not in charge. That is a good point.
He also introduced me to Spider-Man on the Electric Company.
Oh, God, that's right.
Yeah. Batman, and he was also fine. In a movie with Matthew Broderick, Glory.
That's right, he was.
Yes, he was. Way too long, the movie. It's like 3.5 hours.
Ted loves it. Don't even start, man.
Yeah. God forbid we learn some history there, Montgomery.
Yeah, I know. So I didn't watch Gettysburg. Too long. How long was this war?
Today we toast an unidentified man from Beaverton, Oregon. Now, here's a guy with loose moral principles, but also has very solid moral principles. Now, we say loose moral principles because this past Saturday, he's at the parking lot of Basics Meat Mart. And the thing is, he doesn't own a car. So why is he in the parking lot? Well, because he wanted to carjack someone. He spots an unlocked car with the engine running, so he decided to steal it. But as he drove off, his more solid moral principles kicked in because he realized there's a four-year-old kid in the back seat. So what does he do? Flips a U-turn, heads back to the parking lot. That's where he spotted the kid's mom and returned her son to her. Then he lectured her about how irresponsible it was to leave her child unattended in an unlocked running car. Then he drove off and stole her car anyway. Police still haven't found him.
Yeah. He made her take the kid out of the seat.
Oh, yeah, he didn't want
to take him out of the car and kept yelling at her some more and then drove the hell off.
Because even the cops were like, look, we got to find the guy. And what he did was wrong. But on the other hand, you know, thanks a lot for being decent. I mean, he's like, hey, get your kid out of the back. What are you doing? People like me are in the world, man. I'm stealing your car. And you left. Do you not know that people like, shame on you, shame, and then pulls off.
Well, there's a big difference between car theft and kidnapping.
I've done one of them. So let's drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve the Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Mike. It's a simple game where we share with you.
Mike Montgomery.
It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hi, Chris. You understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir, I do.
Fantastic. Then you already know you have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's do some interior decorating.
Let's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, grab the wrong story there. Hang on.
There we go.
Now I grabbed the wrong story. Okay. Here is your story. A man had something stuck in his urethra, like Urethra Franklin, for 4 years. The 22-year-old, whose name was not revealed, disclosed the issue to doctors when he visited a clinic in Saudi Arabia. But the case report has recently gone viral after being uncovered by the Daily Mail and the New York Post and the Huffington Post. X-rays showed a long foreign body lodged in the patient's urethra. Now, despite his predicament, the young man told doctors he did not have any urological issues and he could urinate normally. He also didn't report having fevers or chills, which a lot of times happens. Now, once doctors found the object, the patient was taken into an operating room and placed under general anesthesia. Removing the object, they say, was a bit tricky because doctors had to make sure it wouldn't rip the man's urethra.
Ooh.
Now, the doctors did not explain how or why the man lodged the object in his urethra. However, they wrote that in general, quote, foreign bodies are most commonly inserted into the urinary tract by psychiatric, intoxicated, confused, or sexually curious patients. I don't disagree with any of that. But the question is, what did this man have in his urethra for 4 years? Was it a sewing needle, a bullet, a toothbrush, or tweezers? So sewing needle, bullet, toothbrush, or tweezers. One of these four things was lodged in his manhood for 4 years.
Oh, let's go. What do you think, Ted?
I mean, just for comedic purposes, I think bullet would be kind of funny.
I think for comedic purposes, any of them.
I just like the idea that he actually has a bullet in there.
And his girlfriends would bite the bullet, right?
Well, he had. Well, that's what I was thinking. But like, maybe he didn't have a girlfriend, as the bullet was in there for 4 years.
Right.
Nothing, you know.
Yeah.
I guess urine would have done it too. But I was.
But he said he had no problem with that at all for four years. Right.
But do we know if he ever had sex within those 4 years?
I don't know.
Does it say anything about a romantic partner?
How old was he?
He's 22,
and he's in Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
The answer is no. He hasn't even seen a woman yet.
He's seen her eyes.
I don't know, man. For some reason, I'm thinking it's a bullet. Right? Because it's been in there for 4 years. He's 22.
Yes.
So when he was 18, he made a mistake and put a bullet inside his urethra.
Okay. Urethra. So you're going to go bullet.
I don't think he sees it as a mistake.
I think I'm going to go tweezers.
What, to get back the bullet?
I'm going to go tweezers.
Well, you can go tweezers, Chris. You're the one playing the game.
All right. Well, I'll go tweezers then.
You want to do that for a final answer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to find out what he had in there. Sewing needle, a bullet, a toothbrush, or tweezers next.
That was a tease.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, subject interior deck ring. I'll profile this. We got a man who had something stuck in his urethra for 4 years. It was a long foreign body lodged in there. Said he could urinate normally, but either way, the doctors went in there and surgically removed the item.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, he wasn't suffering any problems, but he thought for 4 years, maybe I should get this thing out of my penis. And the doctors agreed. But the question we had for you, Chris, is what is it that they were removing from his nethers? Was it a sewing needle, a bullet, a toothbrush, or tweezers? Ted, you, of course, went with bullet. But I'm afraid it was not a bullet. Most people on the text line agreed with you. They wanted it to be a bullet. Every love gun joke you could think of popped up. So that'd be Paul Stanley. But Chris, you agreed with Miles Montgomery that it was a pair of tweezers.
Yeah.
All right.
You are correct.
All right.
All right. All right. Yeah. Hey, look, man. If there's one thing I know what you're supposed to stick in your urethra.
Look, none of them are a good choice, but anything that gets bigger when you let go seems like the worst choice.
Yes.
Right?
Now for all TV news of all time, time for TV time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV time with Ted.
All right, some choices today. Sorry, something's popping up on my computer. Like, what is that? You can have the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
James Corden.
Okay.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right, it's right there in the title. All these guys have teams of professional writers who help them out with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke, and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Over 700,000 pounds of pepperoni Hot Pockets had to be recalled over concerns they may have pieces of glass or plastic inside of them. Right now, customers are like pepperoni Hot Pocket filled with glass and plastic, or spinach artichoke lean pocket.
Fallon.
Yeah, it's Fallon.
Nestle is recalling more than 762,000 pounds of pepperoni Hot Pockets over concerns that they may have pieces of glass or plastic inside them. Right now, customers are like, pepperoni Hot Pocket filled with glass and plastic, or spinach artichoke lean pocket.
Federal regulators last week called for a recall of over 700,000 pounds of Hot Pockets after a sample was found to have food.
That's Seth Meyers.
That's Seth Meyers. That is Seth.
Federal regulators on Friday announced the recall of more than 750,000 pounds of Hot Pockets after a sample was found to contain food.
A law firm in Tennessee is holding a contest where one person will win a free divorce for Valentine's Day. The contest is only open to people in Tennessee, only people that are having amicable divorces, and, quote, no family relation.
Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith!
Ted Smith!
Yeah! Yeah, Tennessee, I got an incest joke for you.
Nice.
Just like you've been hoping.
Did you see Tennessee got rid of their football coach?
And staff, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Bags of money.
Yeah, how are you going to give out bags of money and go 3-7? That's not a joke. I'm just being serious.
And if you're going to give away money in bags, don't have it be bags of McDonald's, because I'm hoping for some fries in there. It's not that I don't appreciate the cash. But if I see a bag of McDonald's, I want a hamburger in there, too.
Or bags that show your testicles, like the unsolicited D-picks the guy was in.
Shout out to the Mets.
Oh, that's right.
Actress Betty White celebrated her 99th birthday over the weekend. And if you think that's impressive, so did Paul Rudd.
Beats that sweet.
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
Actress Betty White celebrated her 99th birthday over the weekend. And if you think that's impressive, so did Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd is one of those funny ones, man. Mm-hmm. Everybody likes him. He stays looking the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always bring up John Stamos and Rob Lowe, but honestly, he's in that category as well.
Yeah.
For sure.
Easily. He's still got to answer questions about hitting on his stepsister in Clueless.
Jeez.
That was part of the plot.
I know. Wait, there goes the movie, goddammit.
Wait for answers, Mr. Rudd. Very popular on porn sites now. I blame you. Mm. Dallas Mavericks star Luka Doncic over the weekend surpassed Michael Jordan in triple doubles, which explains why today Michael Jordan came out of retirement.
Dallas Mavericks star Luka Doncic over the weekend surpassed NBA legend Michael Jordan in triple doubles, which explains why today Michael Jordan came out of retirement.
When you guys were growing up, right, a triple double was an amazing thing.
Absolutely.
Yep. Right? Like, I mean, you know, Ice Cube was rapping about it in songs. Like, it was like this, I'm trying to remember. I think, who was, for years, there was only one guy that ever averaged a triple-double. Oscar Robinson, I want to say. Big O.
Or typically a shooting forward.
So it's a massive deal, right?
Yeah.
But now, like, they're always talking about double-doubles. I was watching some hoops over the weekend. I was like, I don't care about a double-double.
Yeah, the triple-double's the thing.
Right. It's like, well, you got a double-double. It's like, well, any good guard or big man in the NBA, I feel like, is good for probably 10 rebounds and 10 points a game.
It's like the hat trick. You know, so, well, they got a headband trick, too.
But the 10 assists are the one that's sometimes sticky.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. That's why a double-double is like they're NBA players. Like,
right.
There's a ton of them getting these every night. Yeah. Why is that a stat? Whereas opposed to the triple-double is very hard to pull off.
Yeah, Harden almost had it on his debut with the Nets. I think he put up 30. He had a triple double.
Right. So Oscar Robinson was the only person, I'm almost positive it's him, that had averaged one for an entire year. And then in the last 10 years, you had Westbrook did it.
Sure.
Harden might have done it for a whole season too, which is almost unheard of. That average triple double for a whole year.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. I was all pissed off about the double-double. That guy's named Steve.
Oh, well, my nephew. Okay.
That's all right. I defended you and Migs. But then after that, we decided all other Steves are bitches.
You know, that I can
all
get behind.
Other Steves are bitches.
Yeah. I don't even know how we got all this.
Steve, Jimmy.
Yeah, so you start thinking about it. Yeah, it's like, well, I work with two of them that are regular Steves. Not those pansy Steves.
That's why next week, Steve Austin joining us.
Oh, damn it. Good one.
Ted thinks you're a bitch.
Yeah, I said it. You're on the Zoom call, right?
He's not coming in.
Yeah. He's got that new show. He was on BJ and Migs last week.
Steve Austin?
That's right. He was. Yeah, he is pimping a new show.
Right.
What is his new show?
Steve Austin does things Steve Austin would like.
Okay, one of those types of shows then. Sorry.
Well, because he had the Broken Skull Ranch one where, like, people would come and, like, do competitions on his ranch, which is the Broken Skull Ranch. And then I want to say he's got an IPA that I think might be broken. He's got a lot of Broken Skull things kind of happening there. Yeah, and he's definitely got a new TV show coming out.
All right. Steve Austin.
Yep.
Be great if it was the Bionic Man.
So this is kind of interesting. But Coca-Cola and Pepsi aren't going to blow a bunch of money on a Super Bowl ad. Now, Pepsi's still sponsoring the halftime show.
Okay.
So obviously they're going to get a bunch of mentions in there and stuff. But generally Coca-Cola said, quote, it's to ensure we're investing the right resources during these unprecedented times.
That's fair. I mean, look, if you stop advertising altogether, people will forget your product. That said, Coca-Cola is not going to miss anything by not blowing a chunk of cash on the Super Bowl. They'll be just fine.
I'm never thinking, boy, I need a Coke right now during the Super Bowl. I'm thinking, hey, man, give me one while you're in the fridge.
Well, I mean, there's one of two things happens at the Super Bowl. Either everyone gets hyped up about the commercials that never live up to the hype because we've decided to hype up commercials, right? And they try too hard a lot. Budweiser will put out a very good commercial because that's what they do. But otherwise, it's companies want their name, like Monster.com, right?
Yeah.
Like, they launched during a Super Bowl however many years ago. Basically, they took their entire budget, said, this is your one shot, it's the Super Bowl, and they've been around since.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I mean, the ads used to be a massive deal, but it's also because you couldn't see them.
Right,
you
could
see them on a show afterwards, but now you see half the ads before they come out.
Have you seen Coke?
It just seems odd that Coke, though, isn't, because, granted, it's going to be in Florida, so there'll be some people there, but it obviously won't be as many people as normal. But I would have to think the Super Bowl this year, because people can't go out, the viewership would be higher.
You'd think it'd be higher. And also, you know, having been physically at a Super Bowl, I couldn't tell you who was advertising.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this would be the year to advertise, I guess, because everyone watching it will be watching it on TV.
Let's assume that that stadium holds 70, 75,000 people.
Okay.
Let's assume that the state of Florida says that you can have 25,000 people.
All right.
All right. Normal Super Bowl ticket, about $4,000.
Around. A little less, but not that far away.
3,500 to 4,000, right? So, if you take that, and you take two-thirds of that audience away, mm-hmm. and you only have a third of those tickets that remain. My question is, what is the average price or scalping price now of a ticket, knowing that you could get in, but there's only a third seating as normal?
I think so, scalpers will make a lot more. Because in the end, the NFL charges that much because they can. It's another goddamn football game. It's not worth right. that money unless your team is there or you have an unlimited amount of income, right? So I think as far as their regular price of tickets go, the NFL will probably keep it about, like, okay, they're not going to cut right. you. But you're right. If I'm a scalper, like, hey, man, this is, you don't have a lot of options. There's not 70,000 options. We're down to 25,000 options. Yeah. Right?
I think it depends on who's in the game, too. Right? Obviously, Chiefs fans.
Well, Tampa's in it.
Well, more than likely. Hey, if they get there, yeah.
I mean, they're playing at home.
They still got to go to Green Bay and play Green Bay.
Right.
Play.
What I'm saying is if they get to the Super Bowl.
Right. Right, that's the point I was going to get to. It depends on who's in the game,
yeah.
right? Because if you have Kansas City, like they just went last year and won. Those fans aren't going to be as rabid.
Right.
Now, if you have the Bills and then the Buccaneers who are playing at home, the Bills fans will be dying to go to this game.
They will be 80% of the
crowd. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, right?
So yes, wholehearted. I believe they will buy 80% of the tickets if the Bills go.
Right, and Tampa Bay, that would also make them the first team to ever host a Super Bowl that's be the team that's...
That's
right?
gone.
Yeah. That they're actually playing in that.
You got to think that's an advantage. We don't have to travel. We know the stadium. You know, I mean, just like get up, drive to work. It's just work that day happens to be the frickin' Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I'm still kind of amazed. Like Coca-Cola, because you got to think like Coca-Cola, Gatorade, like Budweiser, some of these massive companies,
Doritos.
They don't have to advertise everywhere, but they just want you to never forget who they are.
That's exactly
why you see Coca-Cola sponsor minor league stadiums. I got news for you. We all like minor league baseball. Coca-Cola ain't seeing a ton of money off that.
And you're really not making it. You're not making any money during it. No one at the end of the third quarter goes, oh, man, we forgot to buy Doritos. I'll be right back. I'll run down and get some.
I feel like Budweiser has the best bet. Because beer is beer and football is football. So if nothing, hey, man, just grab me another beer. Mm-hmm. Even if you're drinking Coors Light, you know, just once you bring a Budweiser, I want another beer.
Yeah, I think pizza companies, too, though. If you deliver pizza, I mean, look, the Super Bowl's one thing, but, you know, if you're like me and you sit around and watch like a whole day of NFL, I mean, before you realize it, by the end of the day, it's like, I do need a pizza. I'll hop in my truck and go get it.
I would love to go to Buffalo Wild Wings, but they're not open right now.
Yeah,
right. You keep averaging. Like, I can't go, guys. Like, that's wasted cash.
Well, I will
right
say
now.
This. Pizza delivery guys, more so than probably anybody else out there, know who's breaking COVID.
Yeah.
Up to somebody's house, there's 10 cars in the driveway, you're delivering 9 pizzas, you know what I mean? Like, uh-oh, I'm just going to leave these on the door.
Could you be an NFL fan and deliver pizzas? I could not do it personally. Like, guys, I understand one of our biggest days of the year is the Super Bowl, but I like football, too. Mm-hmm. I would like to watch the game.
Yeah, I mean,
because you're not
when I worked at a liquor store, I remember I worked a Super Bowl Sunday, which was insanity. Because it was the first time the Ravens were in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we were just pumping out kegs. But I think I made it to my mom's house by halftime.
Okay.
And kind of adjusted the hours. Like, I'll show up super early for my shift. Like, let's get this stuff.
Gotta let me go. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, that's why when I first started in radio, I'd always work New Year's Eve because there were so many good college football games on New Year's Day.
And you can't record it for later. Not with that game.
No.
I mean, you can't avoid it.
Now, I'm with you. And yeah, so they're just kind of asking here, do you think people will stop spending as much money on Super Bowl ads? I don't know. But Coca-Cola is a massive company. If they say, hey, we ain't spending it, maybe Bud goes, we're not going to spend it.
I think the money's already been spent.
The money's been spent, but look, they're never going to be hurting for commercials. And a lot of products, that is, I mean, look, Apple launched itself with that 1984 commercial, what, 30 years ago, whatever? But it really put them on the map as far as the average consumer went. Because they spend it. Coca-Cola doesn't need to. Plus, Coca-Cola owns everything. It's like, well, you know this is Coca-Cola, but when you look to see what else they own, you're like, Coke is fine. So Coca-Cola might not advertise Coca-Cola, but my money says the Coca-Cola company is still spending money on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, like they dumped Oswala this year. Like, I had no idea that they even had anything to do with that.
Right, but if you see
the Sprite, the vegetable things, yeah.
The smoothies. Oh.
Yeah. Right, but think about it. If you see a Sprite commercial, like Coke spent money, they're just not saying Coke.
So, yeah, and that's basically what they're saying. Right. They're just not spending money on a giant crazy ad.
Sure.
That's like, love each other, here's a Coke. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's Coke's whole thing.
The polar bears are done.
Either way, Coke. I'm looking forward to both these championship games. I think they're going to be good.
Yeah, I'm not going to say nothing because I was dead wrong on all the games last week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a prediction. I'm just looking forward to watch. Trust me, I recorded the Ravens game.
By the way, call your mom and grandma. Tell her NCIS is back.
They already know.
They told you.
They went to the Facebooks and the ticketing talks.
That's how you got that information. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. South Carolina couple is arrested after domestic when one jokes that the other had a ball. Meanwhile, a man in a wheelchair climbs 800 feet up the side of a skyscraper in China and does not fall. Woman fired from Taco Bell as a God-fearing Christian customer recognized her from porn. A group in England that threw a party saying that they were unaware of COVID is facing scorn. And a North Carolina, Dakota man in a Don't Do Drugs t-shirt, he was arrested. Wait for it. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Southeast England where police broke up a party. The country is currently under lockdown restrictions as another wave of the virus is coursing through the area, and police responded to multiple calls reporting a violation of those restrictions. What they found was a party going off inside of a home, but they've got a good reason. They say they don't ever watch the news, therefore they didn't even know there was a global pandemic going on. The host of the said party had been fined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why would they know?
Right.
I mean, it's barely brought up. You never hear about it. How could you possibly know that's going on?
Right.
Yeah. And how could nobody there, like, come on.
Never mind the fact that you haven't been able to go to the grocery store for the longest doggone time just to get groceries.
You never ask yourself why that is.
Come on. Yeah. Go ahead. Play that card. Let's see how that goes. In other news, a man in North Dakota was arrested with a very fitting t-shirt. He was stopped for a traffic violation. Police ended up searching his car, given that he was on parole. What they found in the car was methamphetamine along with various paraphernalia. He was arrested and brought in wearing the perfect t-shirt that reads, quote, "Don't do drugs."
Anyone I see in that shirt, I assume, does drugs.
Right.
It's just me. It's just the cynic in me, like, right.
Say no to drugs, especially the ones in my back pocket.
Right.
Good work. A couple in South Carolina got police involved in an interesting argument. While the two were drunk one night, one made a snappy comment about the other that ignited a fight between the two that remained verbal until one pointed a finger at the other.
Uh-oh.
After that point, said finger was grabbed and twisted. And that's when police got the call. It's not the first time these two have been in a dispute, as they've already been arrested for domestic violence at one point. The snappy comment that led to it all, one made fun of the other for only having one testicle.
Oh.
Which, I'm sure, yeah, if you're going to bring that up, that is fighting words, I guess. But I was telling Ted this. He twisted your finger. Why are police called?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you've already both been arrested for domestic violence, probably on the same call, if I'm not mistaken, but they twisted a finger. What kind of relationship is this where this is grounds for, okay, I'm going to get you on assault because you twisted my finger?
Yeah, but you know these people. You know, any petty thing, they're going to blow it up into a much bigger issue.
At some point, cops should have the right to say, you know what, you two figure it out.
Yeah, no, we're not going. You guys are getting out.
Right. Wait.
Give him a purple nurple.
Because they made fun of you for having one testicle? Okay, yeah.
I mean, no. That is funny. I mean, it's low-hanging fruit, but there it is.
Right. Yeah, it's a low blow, but deal with it. A man in Indiana is lucky to be alive after an officer caught him speeding. Early in the morning, the officer clocked him going 70 in a 35 and pulled the car over. What he found inside was our man reeking of alcohol and slurring his speech so badly that the officer had difficulty understanding him. He was taken to the hospital for a blood draw, which measured out to have a blood alcohol level of 0.41.
Damn.
Five times the legal limit.
That's something.
That's getting it.
The driver denied
in a bad
the
way.
Number. Oh, yeah. The driver denied the number, stating that if he indeed did test a 0.41, then he would not be alive. He faces charges after getting out of the hospital.
Yeah,
so you shouldn't be alive, Slick.
Cops are like, yeah, we're shocked, too.
Right.
It's like surviving a plane crash. We're shocked, but here's the evidence.
Right.
Evidence means a lot.
Exactly. This number doesn't exactly lie.
It's also, sadly, like some people that drink that much every day, that they can...
They're
functioning a lot better than a lot of people are.
Right. Right. So for that guy, like, right, you should be dead, but I'm assuming he must... get after it every single day.
The other argument would be, okay, say this thing miscalculated and you're only three times the legal limit. Legal trouble's still the same.
Correct. You still went 70 and a 35 and you're absolutely
smashed.
It starts
with that, right.
But Ted, you're absolutely right. This is the guy that you see walking out of Costco with like that big old multi-pack of Jack Daniels.
I always want to follow them.
I don't think it's Jack Daniels.
No, what are you thinking, Miles?
I think it's plastic with a handle.
Yeah, you're right. If you're drinking that much,
you can't afford that.
That's fair. That's fair. A woman in Arkansas is out of a job at Taco Bell because of her second job. About 2 weeks into her new job, 2 weeks at the local Taco Bell, the woman received a call from her boss telling her that she was no longer employed there. When asked why, the manager said that it was because they had received a note from a customer that stated that they recognized the employee working the drive-thru as one having worked in porn. And as a good, God-fearing Christian, could no longer give the chain her business.
So and why is she looking at porn? So the first question.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good, God-fearing Christian, yet you know that this one's in porn.
I've seen a lot of people that I think look like somebody I've seen in porn.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I'd ever have like the guts to be like, is that you?
I hope it is.
She was in behind Blue Eyes 1 and 2.
Right.
I mean, how do you know this? You're Taco Bell.
She didn't have the courage to say, was that you? She had the courage to write the boss a note saying, hey, I recognize this woman and I can't believe.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, for me, I would have a hard time thinking like,
this is the person.
That's the person from the porn I watched working at Taco Bell. I would just be like, well, they really look like that girl.
And you know the first thing the manager did? Googled her ass.
Damn right. Even before that, because she actually had said, I went to my manager when I was applying for the job and said, hey, this is my other job. Is it cool? They said, yeah, shouldn't be any kind of a problem. All of a sudden, it's a problem.
Ah, I see.
Good work, manager. That's good work right there. And that is it for your headlines. With that,
Mike Hawk is out. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Left, the birthday girl, Taryn Daly.
Happy birthday, Taryn.
Happy
birthday to you.
All right. In the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.